If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
I mentioned a couple of times over the last 24 hours, had the privilege of being invited down to the Gold Coast Sports Star of the Year on Saturday night, and a couple of very, very good winners early. A young lady who's been in the paper today going all out, Chloe Cavell, who we've had on the show before, the little skateboarder. She keeps breaking records and heading towards Paris. And Natasha Price, one of our wheelchair racers, took out Paris Sports Star of the Year. But the big one, the Gold Coast Sports Star of the Year, went to one of our favourites on the show, Ali Day. And I went over to congratulate him and said, we'll have to get you on the show this week. He said, I would have thought that would be a given. Ali, good morning to you, mate.
Hey, boys. How you going?
Good. Congratulations.
Thanks, Paddy. Yeah, cheers, mate. It's I was just saying to Jack off air, I never thought I've been nominated before and been to the awards before, but never would have thought I'd ever win one just because of the talent pool here on the Gold Coast. Yeah. So when I turned up on Saturday night, I just thought it was just a pleasure to be there and nice to be, you know, in the headlights, I guess, with, you know, those bigger sort of names to win it. I feel almost a bit undeserving in a lot of ways.
No, there's no way that you're undeserving. But yeah, you join an honour roll like Emma McKeon, Steph Gilmore, all record breakers, Sally Pearson, Grant Hackett, Mick Doohan. Mate, I've always thought, you know, it doesn't get lost on people like you just how bigger an achievement this is.
Yeah, I think that's the, you know, when I walked away and drove home that night and, you know, spoke to my wife the next day, it's one thing to be, you know, to be nominated, but then to win it. And, you know, like you said, I am someone that looks at the history and loves that sort of thing. And to look at the names that were on there, in particular, someone like Trevor Hendy's on there from My Sport, and so Shannon Eckstein, who were both have had massive impacts on my life. But yeah, the other names, it's one of those things that can never get taken away from you, from me now, sorry. So it's very special, and you know, it's nice to have my name on that trophy. And as I said, it's I'm a part of history now, which is, you know, as I said, like the names on there are unbelievable. They're some of the best, not only on the Gold Coast, but some of the best Australia's ever seen.
Yeah. Now that you've got, they've got the hang of, you know, judging you in, mate, you've got another one or two up your sleeve. Now, what, you talk about Shannon there, and you won his event 2 weeks ago. Kane was an early idol of yours, hey? Why?
Yeah, I saw you that morning, actually, Heels. It must have been the good luck you gave me at the running shop at Burley.
That's right.
Look, I think Kane had an impact on me because he'd won the Coolangatta Gold several times. I still think he's arguably, I know I've won more titles than him, but he's the best I've seen in that format. I've raced him in Ironman series before. He was the toughest person I've ever raced, like physically and mentally. And I just like the way he went about his business. He did a lot of training on his own, but I do a lot of my stuff on my own as well. And he was just one I took to, one I looked up to. I still remember turning up the first Australian Ironman titles as a 15-year-old, and he would have been 20 or so, and seeing him under a tent up at Karawa Beach, and I freaked out and ran back to my tent and said, I just saw Kane next time. So I don't know. Him and his brother just had an aura about him. They've sort of paved the way for a lot of Ironmen and Ironwomen athletes, but in particular for me, I looked up to both of them. And you know, Shannon, for different reasons, that, you know, obviously how dominant he was. He had the nickname the Professor, and, you know, he just left the note. He left no stone unturned. So I sort of took that from Shannon. And as I said, I'd like to think I took the sort of mental toughness and the approach to training from Kane.
Yeah. But you know that day in the running shop that where you were fosking behind the counter? What are those satchels you were getting? And what are you chomping on these days, you major athletes?
Nothing illegal, mate.
No.
just some electrolytes, mate. Yeah. Just because it's so obviously so hot on the Gold Coast. And I guess I refer back to just being that no stone unturned, being really professional in the way I go about things. So just I use a product called Tailwind, and Jeff at the running shop always looks after me down there. So you should get onto some heels.
Get a bit of Tailwind on me.
Tailwind, that's it, mate. That's it.
Hey, I thought a good question the other night was what keeps driving you? Obviously, you're chasing Coolangatta Gold number 10 towards the end of the year. You've got the Aussie titles coming up next month up on the sunny coast. What drives you to still keep going at this unbelievable level that you maintain?
I think that's a good question, and I sort of answered it the other night in a roundabout way. I think there's obviously motivation still there to want to try win more, but just ultimately the feeling of winning and perfecting my race just feels phenomenal. I love that feeling and that leads on to the next point. I've got a young son already, and we've got one on the way in the next couple of weeks, so I feel like I want them to be around and be able to see Dad race, not for them to want to do the sport, but just to have those memories as a family. I feel like that's pretty special. And at the same time, too, I think I'm pretty motivated by knowing that it's almost the end for me. You're a long time retired, and I want to win, and I want to enjoy as much as I can while I can, because I know it's going to stop. I've got a lot of mates that have retired, not only from this sport, but from other elite sports, and they said it's pretty tough. So, trying to find something that feels the same of crossing a line and ticking your goals and dreams off. So if that all makes sense, that's probably what's keeping me going at the moment.
Okay.
Or do it until you're absolutely sick of it. Then you can move on easier.
Yeah, exactly.
Mate,
what
is the Nationals, which are 13th to the 21st of April at the Sunny Coast, what does Nationals present to you? What have you got to compete in?
Yeah, it's a it's arguably the most historic week, I guess, in surf life saving. You go back and you race your club. Obviously, races like the Coolangatta Gold, the Ironman Series, and even on the weekend, that award, it's all sort of very individual. And don't get me wrong, the Aussies individual, the Blue Ribbon event, our Australian Ironman, which is on Sunday afternoon, and I've been fortunate enough that I've won the last three in a row, and I'd love to notch up another one. That's where I won my first one, three or four years ago. So, look, a lot of team events, heels that we'll do, so board relays, ski relays, surf teams. The Taplin relays, obviously, a very big club event, so there are a lot of team events that you'll go through, and you get through the preliminaries as well, try go through unscathed and get to Sunday where I've got a couple of finals, and as I said, I'd love to be in that Ironman final and love to be at the pointy end, and if not winning it.
Yeah, massive. Good stuff, mate. It was a wonderful honour. I was excited for you. I texted the boys and I said, we've got to get him on this week. I was just rapt for you, mate. But hey, we've got to hit a break. But best of luck for the future. I know the fire still burns.
Thanks, Ali.
Legends, boys. Thanks again.